There are 143,000 people in our protection of civilian sites, with 30,000 of them who are now in Malakal, but much more worrying, we've reached the mark of 100,000 residents in the protection of civilian sites in Bentiu.
So what could be the challenge as UNMISS try to provide all the needs for the POC site or the people in the protection of civilians?
One of the challenges that we have is the number of people, of course. When you're looking at Bentiu and you're looking that over 100,000 people are living in Bentiu, you are not talking about a site. You're talking about a town, and you're not even talking about a little town. You're talking about a town of significant size with all the problems that a town can have. Problems of water, problems of sanitation, but also security problems, as in any town. There are good people, there are bad people. There are also people who've been in this little town on our protection site for over a year, 18 months. There is a lot of frustration. Those people haven't made any money. They've been uprooted from their place of origin. And of course, there is a lot of tension. Now, how to deal with that? That is a real problem, because we do have security forces in our compounds. We have, as you know, the United Nations police, but we also have the force. But the number of people we have, if you bear in mind that there is over 100,000 people in this protection of civilian site, it's significantly below the number of people in charge of security that you would have in a town of 100,000 people. So of course, we have increased our patrol. We are trying to keep law and order within the compounds. We're trying to make sure that there is no incursions and that the perimeter of the compound is being protected through patrolling and increasing patrols. But it's a very, very challenging situation.